Accession number 30494, reel number 4.
Was there anything in the way of seamanship training?
Oh, yes. Tremendous amount, because there were the seagoing wrens. There was special wrens who did the seamanship. Yeah, yes. And, of course, there were all the cook wrens and the steward wrens and the domestic kind of ones who served the officers, stewards, and hospital. Well, no, they had nurses mostly in the hospitals. Yes, they didn't have nurses. Yes. No, the secret service wrens. I can't remember the name of the very famous place, begins with a B, where all the wrens did their secret service. Now Bedford.
Bletchley Park.
Well done, yeah. They were very special. And they were very good about it, because I knew several, but they never told me they were there, you know. It was dead secret. Really was. And that's the job we really all wanted to do. But you've got to be very clever. And the other job I would have loved to have done was navigation. There were navigation officers. That I would love to have done. But there again, be quite clever. But the wrens doing navigation, that was fascinating, because they have these huge tables with all the maps and things on top, and they sort of steer the ship and the port through. And I thought, oh, lovely job knowing, you know, where the ships were going to be and when they were coming into harbour and how long they'd be there for. And but that was quite specialised work, yes. The funny thing is, I never, well, it's not funny really, I regret it, but after the war, towards, we had to apply for medals, and if you were sent abroad, if you went abroad, you automatically got a medal. Long service over 3 years, you got a long service medal. I think I got three medals, but I didn't apply for them. My little group of us, my friends, we thought how awful to think what we did during the war, what the men were doing, who really deserved medals and who are all dead now or desperately wounded or something. They deserved their medals, and all we did, we did nothing compared to what they did, and we didn't apply. We were a little bit snobbish about it. I now regret it, because, you know, it would have impressed my grandchildren if I'd had a medal or two. If I go to something official, it would have been nice to have worn a medal just to show you'd been in the war, but I didn't apply. No, I believe you still can. I'm not sure. Someone told me. I think it's a bit late now. Yes.
What was your attitude towards the Germans and the Italians during the war itself?
Oh, I think I wanted to murder the Germans. I mean, I was rather horrified if I heard a German had been captured and they actually tortured him. You heard the odd story where some villager has gone mad, probably. And I was a little horrified when Mussolini was hung, and, you know, one heard story. But when I saw those Italian prisoners of war, they were so, just so pathetic. I didn't really hate the Italians, because I knew if there were cruel and dreadful things some of them had done in their prisons of war camps, but I did, of course, hate the Germans. And for a time, when I was an ordinary wren, I was in the casualty department. Just there was a form which was just began. Dear Mrs. Johnson, we regret to inform you that your son, Abel Simmons, so and so, is missing. It was always missing, believed killed. And all I had to do was address those letters and fill in the names. And that I found terribly upsetting, because sometimes I knew the person I was filling in the form, and you knew they were only 18 years, 17 or 18 years old, and you knew that was awful. And it was the doubt. There was never, he's been killed, it was always missing, believed, killed. I never sent one to say they'd been, except I think the Air Force did say they shot down, killed, but it was always in the Navy, missing. And that was horrible, having to do that. In fact, I was a little bit ill for a time. I remember my mother saying, oh, you really shouldn't be doing this. And I had, for about a week, I had quite a high temperature and was just so unhappy. But I don't know. I think I don't know that it did the country any good, except we lost a tremendous lot of our lovely manhood. I suppose it did equalize people, because before the war, there'd been a tremendous class distinction. People were class conscious. After the war, lots of people like my mother, who'd had a cook and probably a housemaid, although she was quite poor. After war, she jolly well had to do the cooking and have just a daily woman, a charwoman. That was, and people who'd originally had butlers and footmen and things didn't have many longer, you know. And people became much more less class conscious. And then people who'd become officers during the war, who would have suddenly, who would have been called sir during the war, they had to sort of, we all had to get back to normal again. I think it evened out people. I think it made people, and one was so lucky if you, I mean, I was so thrilled when someone brought me some bananas once. And of course, a lot of my friends had never seen a banana. It was terribly exciting. But I hope there's not another war. That's awful.
Would you say that that evening of the classes applied to the to gender equality as well?
Would it?
And did having served in the Wrens impart a sense of...
Put me up in my own estimation or in anyone else's estimation, do we? No, I don't think so, because I think so many people have. No, I don't think so. My children would have been much more interested in if I'd been good at football or married a footballer. No, I don't. I think in a way, my generation will be forgotten. It'll be it's history now, but it'll be complete history in 10 years' time, won't it? There won't be anyone left to remember the war, unless they were. No, there won't be.